Okay, welcome to this second financial alert for the weekend of December 4th. This is Mike Adams here, and I've posted another podcast that specifically talks about the crypto crash that happened last night, a 17.5% wipeout. Over $2 trillion in crypto vanished, mostly because, I hate to be harsh here, but mostly because most crypto is BS. It's just a bubble. It's a speculative bubble backed by nothing. It's people buying with leverage. There's a lot of counterfeiting and fraud in the industry. And it's not digital gold. You know, it's really kind of a digital Ponzi scheme in many ways. Now, I know crypto has advantages, certain types of advantages. And I do talk about that. Portability, for example, the distributed structure of it is very, very good. And I think there's a strong future for certain types of crypto, especially certain privacy coins and gold and silver backed coins. But Bitcoin is, it's a lot of hype. So with that said, and you can hear all that in a separate podcast, but Bitcoin, it's wildly overvalued, and it's looking like it's going to crater hard in 2022, but we'll see, we'll see. But this podcast here is about Evergrande, which is actually related to crypto, and the letter that was issued by Evergrande late Friday night, USA time, or early Saturday morning, USA time. This letter to potential investors has Evergrande. Now, of course, Evergrande is the Ponzi scheme property developer in China, the largest property developer in the country. And it has long been known by observers that Evergrande is going into default, but Evergrande has claimed that they can make all their payments and so on. And there's even been a media cover-up to try to cover up the default of Evergrande because of all the global organizations that hold paper. Folks, I mean, there's a financial collapse right around the corner because of this. And they're trying to cover it up as long as possible. But anyway, late last night, Evergrande issued this letter. And in the letter, they stated that they cannot meet their obligations. So this letter is an admission of default. Even though total default has not yet been declared. But there are others, such as Dr. Marco Metzler from Germany, who has been making a lot of noise about this over the past few weeks, saying that Evergrande actually is in default right now because the so-called payments that they made, the last-minute interest payments on foreign bondholders, those payments were actually not made, according to Dr. Marco Metzler, even though the media widely reported they were made. But Dr. Metzler has tried to track down those payments and has found that none of them have actually been made. So the global media, which of course is run largely by the CIA, and the CIA uses Bitcoin for money laundering and payoffs and so on, right? I mean, everybody knows that, I think, at this point, so I'm not saying anything new right there. But the global media is trying to cover this up while Evergrande is actually in default. It just hasn't been fully realized yet. Now, once Evergrande goes into full default, what you've got to understand is the global implications are massive. You get into counterparty risk, which is a lot of what Michael Burry was talking about in the subprime mortgage collapse of 2008. And in this counterparty risk situation, here's how it works. So a lot of pensions, a lot of hedge funds, a lot of banks bought paper, bond debt from Evergrande. And the paper is supposed to obviously pay out at a certain given interest rate, on a certain time schedule and so on. Well, those institutions that bought that paper have counted that paper as assets when they were making other leveraged acquisitions. So they've used the Evergrande bonds, which are going into default, as assets to make other purchases. So when Evergrande collapses into an official default, then that paper is going to collapse to zero in value, which means that all of these other hedge funds and pension funds and banks and investing groups and so on that are holding that paper, they're going to have to sell other assets in order to cover that paper, because they have to reestablish their own equity in order to satisfy auditors and satisfy the margins that they're allowed to have on their own investments and so on. So this is going to cause a massive sell-off of other assets in order to cover the Evergrande paper losses. And then that sell-off will lead to markets going down, bond markets, stock markets, other equity markets going down, which will cause other margin calls to be triggered in the hands of other investors who are investing on leverage, because everybody's leveraged on the upside in this big bubble market right now. As a result, there are going to be more margin calls triggered, and then there's going to be panic selling in the marketplace for people to cover their margins. This is what just happened in Bitcoin, when Bitcoin plunged 17.5% in minutes. It was a massive liquidation wipeout of the highly leveraged Bitcoin holders. And some of them are leveraged 100-1. So when markets turn against you, even if you're just leveraged 10-1, you can experience a total wipeout just from a 10% move in the market, obviously, or even more if you're using, you know, options, right? Or derivatives of some kind. So we're looking at a global situation right now that it's kind of a slow motion train wreck with global implications, a massive wipeout of so-called assets, which are really just speculative bubble valuations that aren't real anyway. But there is a very, very real risk of a massive cascading contagion, a financial contagion. And I think we're just seeing the beginning phases of it right now with this crypto plunge and with Evergrande admitting they can't make the payments. So now the question becomes, how much more money will central banks of the world have to print in order to bail all this out? The Chinese central bank, the US central bank, European central bank, and so on. And all that new fiat currency, that flooding of money into the system, will only create more inflation in prices because it's devaluation of the currency. And in order to fight this massive inflationary force, what the globalists know they have to do is they have to, in effect, provoke deflationary forces. And one of the best ways that they can do that is by ordering lockdowns in order to shut businesses down. And then that deflation can help offset the inflation caused by the massive money printing. So we're about to move into an era here where people's assets are going to get wiped out in a cascading collapse. And it actually began last night. A lot of people got wiped out of Bitcoin in a bad way. And this is going to accelerate throughout 2022. And the globalists are going to have to do more lockdowns, which means more variants and more panic in order to just try to control the inflation with some deflationary emphasis on it. So folks, this is going to get real interesting. That's for sure. Make sure you're prepared. And don't have all your exposure in crypto. You can get wiped out overnight in that. Make sure you've got real assets, gold, silver, land, ammo, food supplies, you know, things that are real, that are physical, things that you can control, a roof over your head, things that are barterable. So think about this. This, it's getting super dicey out there. And there's a lot of risk in the system. And people don't seem to understand risk. And so when they don't, they're going to get wiped out. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Be safe. Take care.